Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States, Britain, and France conducted military strikes on Syria's chemical weapons facility to punish President Bashar al-Assad for apparent attack last week in the city of Douma, where 40 people died. Strikes also aimed at reducing Syria's ability to use banned chemical weapons in the future. VOA's Joe Craig talks to residents and tourists here in Washington for their reactions to the strikes.
We close our borders. We trap them in Syria.
Outside the White House Saturday, demonstrators protested U.S., British, and French military strikes against Syrian chemical weapons facilities.
I think that this attack on Syria is just part of a long legacy of U.S. imperialism around the world and believing that we can dictate and control what happens around the world. And it inevitably always increases conflict, increases destruction, increases death and suffering.
Others say that the protection of civilians should be the priority.
Somebody has to stand up to try to protect the people of Syria, because we have too many children that were killed in this gas attack, and I think it's the right thing.
Russia's ambassador to the U.S. condemned the strikes and warned of consequences. Jill Craig, VOA News, Washington.
Four Islamic Jihad members were killed in an accidental blast in Gaza near the Israeli border. Meantime, protesters are demanding an end to a blockade of and return of refugees from Palestinians to Israel, where their ancestors lived before having to flee the establishment of Israel in 1948. A senior UN official says a main success of Friday's pledging conference for Democratic Republic of Congo is that it put the country's forgotten humanitarian crisis back on the international agenda. This is VOA News. South Africa.